From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Attorney General John Ashcroft moved today to block the use of a unique Oregon law that allows physician-assisted suicide. In a memo to the Drug Enforcement Administration, Ashcroft said that the use of federally regulated drugs to assist a suicide is not a legitimate medical purpose, and that means that doctors in Oregon who prescribe drugs to end a life could have their ability to write prescriptions for powerful painkillers revoked by federal officials. With us now is NPR's Julie Rovner. Julie, first, tell us, what exactly does the law in Oregon say?
Well, there's a lot of requirements, but basically it allows a physician to prescribe a lethal dose of drugs for patients who are certified as terminally ill, those who are said to have less than 6 months to live. Since the law took effect in 1997, about 70 people have used it to take their own lives.
And how would Attorney General Ashcroft's move today affect doctors' ability to do that?
Well, it's a little bit complicated. The drugs that Oregon physicians use are regulated under a federal law called the Controlled Substances Act. Doctors have to have a federal license to prescribe them. In 1998, Janet Reno said that doctors in Oregon who used the law and who abided by the Oregon law couldn't be sanctioned by the Drug Enforcement Administration for violating that Controlled Substances Act. Now, Attorney General Ashcroft has reversed that, so doctors could lose what's called their DEA registration. That would mean they wouldn't be able to prescribe federally controlled substances. These are painkillers, sedatives, sort of the big, powerful drugs. So while what the Attorney General did doesn't technically overturn the Oregon law, it basically prevents it from being used.
Now, this was no minor thing in Oregon. Oregon voters approved this law in two separate ballots. How are they reacting to this announcement from Justice?
Well, they aren't very happy, and it's not just people who support the law. One of the strongest backers of Oregon's right to have this law is Oregon Democratic Senator Ron Wyden, who opposes assisted suicide, who opposes the law, but who says this is really a state's rights issue and that the federal government shouldn't really be telling the people of Oregon what they can and can't do.
Any implications beyond relations between Washington, D.C. and Oregon?
Yes, there's also been a large concern in sort of the medical community, particularly among pain specialists and people who deal with end-of-life care. They're concerned that this will make physicians, not just in Oregon, but around the country, less likely to prescribe strong doses of painkillers for people at the end of life, lest the DEA come after them for aiding a suicide. They're saying that if you give someone who's dying these strong painkillers and they die, you'll be now subject to investigation as to whether you were trying to relieve their pain or trying to cause a suicide. The memo from the Attorney General does try to address that. It explicitly says that it doesn't, quote, portend any increase in investigative activity outside of Oregon, but there is that concern.
Well, how does Oregon go about trying to challenge a memo from the Attorney General?
Well, the Oregon Attorney General has already indicated that he plans to sue. Some of the Right to Die groups in Oregon have said they may sue as well, or they may join the Attorney General. The Attorney General used a Supreme Court decision, actually, from this year on medical marijuana as the basis for his decision in overturning Attorney General Reno's decision. Senator Wyden said he may try to force a vote in Congress. So I think it's certainly fair to say this fight is by no means over.
Thank you, Julie.
Thank you.
NPR's Julie Rovner.